This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So week 13 of the NFL opened up last night, and the Bills just ran right through the Patriots.
Allen working from the gun. Two receivers off to the right. Singletary shifts to the right. Handoff, Singletary, a blast up the middle. Touchdown, Buffalo.
And that was Ian Eagle. Westwood won right here on The Fan. 24-10, the Bills beat the Pats. That made it 24-7. They clearly wouldn't look back. Josh Allen, 223 yards passing, couple of touchdowns. One goes to Steph Diggs, who had 92 yards receiving. The other two, Gabe Davis. Here was Allen, says, yeah, nice night.
I thought we played really well tonight. You know, obviously only 24 points, but our defense played fantastic ball where we didn't feel like we had to press and make any mistakes. Obviously, there's a few plays that we'd like to have back.
Well, everybody wants to have some plays back, but they get it in a win as they move to 9-3.
I have to say, I do love those Patriot uniforms.
I think they're horrible.
Really?
You don't like those? I love those.
Hideous.
The red jerseys?
Terrible.
I love that helmet. I think that helmet's great.
Yeah, I would burn those.
You know what, Dallas? Even the helmet? Dallas' uniform sucks.
Those are the greatest uniforms in the history of uniforms.
God,
those and the Yankee pinstripes.
So I always thought that the giant white uniform throwback was the greatest. When they did the white on white with the old Giants helmet.
Mm.
The red, white, and blue.
I like the giant blue uniforms.
I love those white ones with the Giants on the side of the helmet.
Those uniforms look great last night. As a matter of fact, I think the reason I like them is because that I played against.
Brings you back to your time.
Brings me back.
Right. Yes. Absolutely.
A little nostalgia.
Mac Jones and his team had a tough night. He was screaming at everybody. Let's throw the damn ball. Well, he said other things. Here he was acknowledging it.
Obviously, just kind of let my emotions get to me. But, you know, we're kind of playing from behind. And what I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better. But it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed a chunk plays.
He's not great.
No.
But they're not good.
And by the way, he looked great against the defense that the Jets are facing this weekend. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
It's the best game he ever played.
Patriots 6-6 with the loss. Jones 195, including a 48-yard touchdown pass to Marcus Jones, and that be that. Now, Sunday, the Jets do play your Vikings, as we know. Here was Mike White. He is the starting quarterback. Says even after that Bears game, even his wife was caught off guard a little bit by how he performed and how he's been.
My wife actually looked at me, and like when I first saw her, she goes, "Who are you? Like, whoa, who are you?"
He's my
friend. Oh, he definitely got some that night. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's what Gina says if I actually do the dishes at one point. Who are you? I don't even know who you are.
Is she is Gina a soaker when it comes to the dishes? Leaves everything in the sink?
No.
And then you have to do the dishes?
No, absolutely not. No,
Bill Burr does a whole skit on that.
No, she's not a soaker. No.
Okay.
Nope.
Here is one more. So a lot of people are sitting there saying, you know, when does Zach Wilson come back? Here's White, not concerned about losing his job at any time.
Whenever you're looking over your shoulder, you're not going to play to your true potential. So the human aspect of it, you're definitely going to, but you got to find a way, whatever your process is or your mental ability is, to erase that and just go play.
That's by the way, you see who's over my shoulder? Guy stinks.
He didn't say that. That's you adding that. So they're playing the Vikings, as we know. Patrick Peterson was on that podcast ripping Kyler Murray. I mean, we played the audio. So when he met the media yesterday, clearly they go right to him for clarification.
I don't have any beef with Kyler Murray because he was like, oh, Patrick blatantly disrespected Kyler. I didn't do that. You know, what I meant by my comment was when you're a franchise quarterback, you have to carry yourself a certain way. So if you're having bad body language, pouting, moping on the sideline, what type of energy do you think that that feeds off to your teammates.
Good, we got that cleared up.
All right, so like, this is what happens. These guys all have their own podcast now. They all get their points of view out, and they're going to take shots at people, and that's exactly what happened in this case.
Yeah, because I didn't disrespect that guy
blatantly. Yes, you did, 100%.
Just to clarify my comments, this guy's a bitch.
Yes, right. Essentially, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcasts, and I did not see this last week until it was a couple of days old, if you will. Richard Sherman basically saying that he Mike sees White. Mike White. That is a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also hates Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no, and he's not wrong there either, apparently, because Russell Wilson hasn't played all that well. But I thought that was interesting. Giants, Commanders, for the first of two in the next 3 weeks together. Sunday at 1 as well, which did not make our cool games list. Browns in Houston.
Wait, it did not?
No, it's no buzz, none, zilch, zero.
Wait, time out. Both of these teams are fighting for the playoffs, and you are not counting this as a cool game?
No, we're not.
It's got no feel.
No. And I agree with you. It's a big game.
What the hell?
There's no feel to this game. I'm with
you.
No feel. Like, there is, here's the feel. There is a feel of excitement around this Jets-Vikings game Sunday. There is.
Giants-Commanders.
Giants and Commanders.
We're not playing in the game. I'm telling you how we view it.
It's the biggest game the Giants have played in like 6 years.
Yeah, but the last couple of games, not great.
So you're telling me it's the Giants' performance the last couple of weeks that makes this not a cool game?
Let me be very clear. I'm rooting for Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley more than anybody in these two rooms.
Yes, you're right.
They're boring.
Yeah, of course. We know.
Well, that's part of it.
So there's no feel.
There's not.
No feel.
I'm just trying to figure it out. This is Al's.
The Reds.
This is Al's.
The Commanders
are.
There's
no feel.
Yeah.
And like Terry said, they're playing each other twice in 3 weeks.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, even this week it came up on this program from you two that yourselves. Will the Giants even win another game? So, I don't know.
That is true.
But and I think they'll win Sunday.
Doesn't mean it can't be a cool game.
It's one of the, oh man.
And they're competing against Jets at the same time, they got no shot.
Let me ask you a question. Is a cool game the Texans and the Browns?
No. There's cool circumstances.
That's cool.
That's a crap game.
Okay.
Any game the Texans are involved in, crap.
All right. How about Miami, San Francisco?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, definitely a cool
game. Not even a question.
To me, that's the game of the week.
But that's the definition of a cool game.
Even more so than Kansas City, Cincinnati. That's definitely a cool
game.
Yeah, cool game. Cool.
Can't wait to watch it.
But I want to see Tua going against the San Francisco 49er defense. I want to see if what they do in Miami.
Let me ask you this.
Is as good as everybody thinks it is going against the number one defense in the NFL.
If I told you, you cannot watch Niners, Dolphins, you disappointed?
Yes.
Yeah, cool game. If I told you you're going to miss the Giants and Commanders, are you really disappointed?
I give you the score?
No,
I am.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not.
It's a very important
game.
You
said they wouldn't win another game 3 months ago.
I know that, but I'm just saying it's a very important game for the Giants.
Yes, it is an important game. Not cool.
You're just the Cowboy fan. That's
I'm rooting for them. That's not true.
Why are you rooting for them?
Because I want to be right.
Did you pick them?
I will pick them to win, yes. I've picked them every week this year, except when they played the Cowboys.
Okay.
He loves them from Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. He loves those guys.
Yes, I do. What else?
Off-brand Jerry.
Off-brand Jerry is right.
Here is the... Saquon Barkley is not off-brand. He's arguably the best running back in the league.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Saquon Barkley for Cricket Wireless. Me and my friend Jerry Recco.
I would sign up for Cricket Wireless with Saquon Barkley.
Okay. All right.
The Browns in Houston, this crap game, but cool circumstances. Here is Deshaun Watson meeting the media. He will not discuss anything but football, says he can't.
I understand that you guys have, a lot of questions, but with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time.
Oh, he had all the training. So I guess that's his...
clinical team?
Yeah.
You ever have a clinical team where you were playing?
This is the first guy I've ever heard say those words, that he has a clinical team. I know Tom Brady has some sort of TB12 team.
Yeah, right? That's a business, though.
Yeah, Alex Guerrero, whatever.
Right. But this is the first guy I've ever heard that had a clinical team, so he obviously has an issue.
Well, yeah.
A problem.
Of course. That must mean he's got more than one doctor that he's seeing. You would think, right?
Yeah,
it's a clinical team.
Yeah.
Here he is just talking about football and ready to rock.
Every Sunday, I watched every game like I was preparing myself to play. You know, I kind of knew exactly what was going on. I wasn't in those meetings early on in the year. But once I was able to be in those meetings, I was basically preparing like I was a starter that week.
He said he and Jacoby Brissett talked a lot. Brissett was like a big brother, and they are ready to go. So that'll be Sunday as well. NBA tonight, Nets take on the Raptors. We'll have it for you on The Fan at 7:20. I'm going to play a college highlight because I did not realize what a start that UConn was off to.
Here's Diarra to the front court. Front court left. Diarra out at the Husky logo. Starts to his right. Dribble penetration. Goes all the way to the basket. Missed the shot, but it's dunked home by Sanogo off the miss.
Did you realize? 68-50. Mike Crispino doing UConn basketball.
I was just about to ask you that.
You realize they're 9-0 and the 8th-ranked team in the country?
Yeah, I did, actually. Just only yesterday, though, that
I had no idea. And they beat Oklahoma State by 10 last night. That's their closest game they've played so far.
That's great.
So they're off to a great start. Seton Hall, not so much. They lost to Kansas 91-65. Former Phillies pitcher Zach Eflin agrees to a 3-year deal worth $40 million with the Rays. We got time. Edwin Diaz talked to the media a little bit. Now, you talk about where you are and why it didn't take him long to just stay here. Said this is it for him.
You know, for me, was the number one priority for me and my family was staying in New York because we love the city of New York. We love the team, the organization. They treat us greatly. Like we feel proud of the family.
And so you
wow, that's a boy. That's great to hear Matt actually say that.
And a guy who was so maligned his first couple of years.
Oh yeah, he was. Well, there's a lot of guys around here could take notice of that. And this is how you deal. It's like he was at Zach Wilson level when he got here.
Yeah,
that first year with all those home runs and all those blown saves. Think about where he is today compared to where he was then. And that's why if Zach could just get his act together, who knows?
And then finally, just a couple of quick highlights. The Devils were on the verge of winning again. They were beating the Predators 3-2. A new play-by-play guy. This is Sam Kassen on Devils Radio.
They can't keep their own play-by-play guys?
I don't know. I have no idea. But this is how things got tied up.
Sharangovich pressuring. Mercer on the ice. Oh. Here comes Duchesne. He's got a lane. And that shot's blocked aside. 15 seconds to go. Serves to the bench. Extra attacker on for Nashville. A shot from the point. It loses puck and they score.
Oh, wow.
That was
15 seconds ago.
They scored with 10 seconds to go in regulation. And then here's the game winner.
The Devils play it back to Vitek Vanacek, who gives it to Sharangovich. No, Duchesne has it. And the Predators are going to score. They're going to win this one. Ryan Johansson. He got the first goal at 11 seconds into the game, and he gets this one 33 seconds into overtime.
That's not Matt. Where's Matt Laughlin?
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy sounds like he was texting and just happened to be calling a game at the same time.
He was not texting. But, yeah, they lose 4-3 in overtime. And Matt Laughlin, so the reason we know, the girl he's filling in for, she had a baby, so she's gone for quite a while.
Okay. That's Shannon Hughes?
No. That's the Islander one.
Oh. I'm blanking on her name.
She
works for the Islanders.
Al Hughes. But yeah, so I'm not sure how long Matt Laughlin's going to be doing that for. So maybe we'll see more people doing games. Maybe there's be another Boomer and Geo game somewhere along the way.
No, they're not going to ask us to do a game this year now.
No, of course not.
Because they got one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
They don't need us.
They don't need the attention.
You know what I always say, man? This is what happens. You can do all the PR you want in the community.
Erica Wachter is her name, I believe.
Okay. There is one way to get people to show up. And it's win.
Win.
And
just look at win, baby.
And, you know, by the way, the Predators, I think, have beat the Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't have last night. They had 10
They're
seconds
big,
ago.
A big, heavy team, as they say, Jerry.
Yes. And I have, we'll have some station stuff next hour.
Yeah.
Very
juicy station stuff coming up next hour.
God. I'm a fan. A lot of, this is some good Giannotti scuttlebutt, actually.
This is scuttlebutt crap?
Well, because he's the one that alerted me to it, because I have no idea what the hell's going on.
I mean, look at us. It's the Christmas spirit, and now we have scuttlebutt.
On a fan. On a fan.
Station
scuttlebutt. That'll be coming up at 7:25.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.